This WEMU replay is a service of 89.1 WEMU on the web at WEMU.org. Now here's Bob Eccles, host of All Things Considered afternoons from 4 to 7 on WEMU.
The commencement speaker this weekend at Eastern Michigan University is Wesley Culler. He's a film producer originally from Pinckney, graduated from EMU, and has gone on to help produce movies like 300. You remember Gerard Butler in that one? 2004's Dawn of the Dead, Watchmen, Sucker Punch, and Man of Steel. And Mr. Culler joins me this afternoon. Wesley, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. So, your thoughts, I guess, to start on being named the commencement speaker here at EMU.
You know, when President Martin reached out to me and asked, I was flabbergasted and was completely honored. I think that in my personal journey as a student, EMU played a big role in helping me solidify the direction that ultimately my life would take. So to be asked to be a part of a ceremony that is going to recognize all the students that this semester are reaching that place that they're going to move on to the next journey of their life adventure was just a huge honor. So I couldn't be more thrilled. Was obviously nervous at first when asked, just wanting to make sure that I felt like I had something relevant to say on such an important event.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to Saturday.
All right. You're a producer with Cruel and Unusual Films out in California. Wondering how you went from a mild-mannered local guy to Hollywood film producer.
You know, my journey is probably not something that is incredibly common in terms of how it happened for me, in the sense that I've worked for the same person that I first worked for upon moving out to Los Angeles. I grew up in Pinckney, loved the arts, I loved film, and eventually my long journey took me through Eastern, and then when it was time to figure out what to do career-wise, had started putting feelers out in the Detroit market, was pretty sure I had a lead on a post-production job locally, and my cousin, who is also a film producer, was coming out for my wedding. My wife and I met at Eastern. And so he came out, and while he was there, just pulled me aside and said, what's your plan? What are you going to do with your film degree? And I told him I felt like I was going to start looking locally, had some leads. And he just sort of encouraged me to take a chance and give a shot to moving out west. He was living locally out there and was working with Zack Snyder, the director I work with now. And they had gone to school together. They were doing commercials and music videos. And my cousin Kendall said, come on out. I won't let you starve. And give it a shot. So I moved out there, or we went out there, just to see what it was like. Worked on one commercial. And I came home from that first day of shooting, and Celeste was there. And she said, so what do you think? And I said, I think we have to go pack our bags because it's awesome. And we literally did. We came back to Michigan, finished up what we needed to finish up here, and moved out west. And from there, the you know, sort of truncated journey version of that journey was that I started working for Zach's team. I had worked as a graphic designer here back in Ann Arbor. And when I got out there, that gave me some tools that were really useful in working in his art department, the production designer, Paul Holt, that does all of his commercials. I was brought onto his team, and it gave me a really unique first year where I had sort of unprecedented access, I think, as a first-year production assistant, to a lot of one-on-one dialogues with the director, being that I was doing a lot of the smaller design work for signage or hand props or things we were using in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that first year, Zach pulled me aside and said, you know, I'm looking to start making that transition from the commercial world to features, and you know, I want to start building that team. I want to start managing my time and my efforts in a way that's going to make that possible, because as you can imagine, it's a tricky transition. And I was thrilled, and Paul, you know, very graciously said, go chase that dream. And so I did, and then the evolution from there was very organic. It took some patience, and it's not an easy process to make that transition as a director, but I trusted Zach's talent and his ability and was excited to be a part of that team. And over the years, we slowly engaged on a few things, and then eventually Dawn of the Dead happened, and then from there things just picked up steam.
Excellent. I'm speaking with Wesley Coller, a movie producer who is going to be the commencement speaker this weekend here at EMU. You co-produced Man of Steel, which I thought was excellent. We've got the Blu-ray at home. And you're the executive producer for the sequel, which is in pre-production not far from here in Pontiac, right?
Correct. Yes, I'm very excited to be home. If you would have asked me 15 years ago when I was leaving that not that long from then I would be back working in features and getting to do that locally, I probably might not have believed you. I just, you know, at that point the feature industry hadn't evolved to the place it has now here, and so to be home is just fantastic.
Excellent. Now, the Man of Steel sequel, from what I understand, will have a couple of other major characters in it?
That's correct. We've decided to introduce Batman into the world we created with the first Man of Steel film, and we've just recently let it be known that Wonder Woman will also be making an appearance in this film.
Okay. Do you have a general idea of when the movie will be out, or is it too early for that?
Yeah, we are looking at the summer of 2015.
Okay. So we will wait for that. What is your message going to be, without giving it all away, what's your message going to be to Eastern Michigan graduates this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I think the message that I hope to bring to the students is that anything is possible. When I enrolled at Eastern, I had had a pretty typical childhood, some atypical things that maybe even put me at a disadvantage as I walked through those campus admission doors. Mm-hmm. I really needed to find my stride when I began my college career, and I hope to be able to share that no matter where you're at in your process early in life, the moment you walk out of the doors of your university with that degree, you are just poised to do great things. And I just think that it's that time when people should embrace the fact that anything's possible and really go for it. And I just think that it's a wonderful day. I remember very clearly the moment that I walked up on that stage and was handed that piece of paper. And I really feel like it was the catalyst to me having the courage to do things that I've gone on and done since then.
Excellent. Wesley, thank you very much for joining me today.
It is my pleasure.
Movie producer Wesley Coller will address EMU graduates at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Convocation Center.
This WEMU replay has been a service of 89.1 WEMU. For more, go to our website, WEMU.org.